Is there someone here?
Yeah,
you have the Dutch, right? Can you read English? Then you go to your time. English. Okay, thanks. That's the
Bible.
Johannes. Where do you know the man of where I come from? Yeah, John chapter 17, verse 1 to 4. Johannes 17 ain't talking about fear. And that's another hack at all. Yes, go on.
This part Jesus, and I stood at open at him, and said, Father, the time is over. For here it is over. Omdat die ook op u zo uw geheer lijkt. Zoals u hem macht gegeven hebt over alle vlees, opdat hij het eeuwige leven geeft aan alle die u hem gegeven hebt. En dit het eeuwige leven dat zij u kennen, de enige waarachtige God en Jezus Christus, die het gezondigd heeft. Met vier. Ik heb u verheerlijkt op de aarde. Ik heb het werk gebracht dat u mij gegeven hebt om te doen.
Amen. Can you read the English for us? Yeah. Applause for her. Yeah, English. Yeah, read the English for us.
These words from Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify their son, and their son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this life, and this is life eternal, and they must know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which
God gave
to me to
do. Amen. So Jesus Christ came to this earth and he has to train people. So he had disciples. And after a time, he knew that at this point, I have prepared these people and the mission that I also came to earth to do, I've been able to accomplish it. So it came to a time that Jesus, from his disciples, he realized that this work that I came to earth to do has come to an end. I have completed the work because, as our sister said, he came to save us, but he has to also prepare people that when he goes, the word of God or his purpose of coming to this earth will not end there, but other people will also continue. So when you read John chapter 17, before 17, one time he was having a conversation with his disciples, and Jesus confirmed that, now I know that the work that I came to do on earth has come to an end. I have completed the work that I came to do because I see that you have a belief in me and you also believe in my Father. So it came to a time Jesus was not afraid to just ascend on the cross to die for us because he knew that when he goes, there are people who will continue the work of God, and up till now we have also become partakers of it. Hallelujah. So Jesus came with a purpose, and as we read, the verse 4 says that I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work that you gave me. Jesus came to this earth for a purpose. He came with a mission, and the mission was accomplished. And with confidence, he stood up. And he said, the work that you gave me has been completed on this earth. Hallelujah. Can we also look at another person who also stood with confidence and proclaimed that the work that the Lord gave him, he was able to accomplish it. Because someone may think that, yeah, Jesus Christ is with a divine power, so we cannot do what he did. He came, all his life that he spent on this earth is an example for us to follow. That is why he didn't came as God, he came as man, so that what we could do, we can also do it. So all his life was an example for us to follow. So if he said the word that he came to do, he has finished it, then whilst we are also here as children of God, that we are also being chosen for a purpose, one day we should also stand and say, glory be unto your name, because the word that you gave me has been accomplished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4? 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6-8. 2 Timothy 4, 6-8.
Yes. If thou hast thy brethren in the remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. Where young to their hearts unfeed, that refuse for fame and old wise dangers, and excise thyself rather into God's life. Amen.
Amen. Can someone read it back for us? Vanessa, if you have it, then please read it for us. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through to 8.
Make no fear, both fear, that fear to myself. Thyself, not the vile had no sleep, and I could last a day of hope. Life calm, and make it bound for the year of the light. Bring honor to Jesus Christ. Love meet not for what you may do. Exempt it, but my sight bijna voorbij is. Ik zal voor God geofferd worden en binnenkort sterven. Amen.
Amen. So this is also Paul, who did all his work, and at the point in time, he also stood up, and in verse 7 he says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And the 8 says, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. Amen.
Amen.
So after all his work, at his old age, he also proclaimed that I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race. Tell someone sitting next to you that you are called for a purpose. And make sure you accomplish it. Children of God, the Lord has called us with a purpose. We are not here by accident. We are all gathered here. Together, we make the church. It is not only the presiding. It is not only the presbytery. You are part of it to make the church a whole. And in somewhere in the Bible, the Bible compares us with a tree with branches. And the Bible says the branches that does not bear fruit, they cut it off. So we are called with a purpose, and without, if you don't help in building the church, then you are not helping the church to grow. What the Lord has put in you to help bring up the church is different from what the Lord has put in me. That is why together we become a whole church. Without you, the church is not complete. And without me, the church is not complete. Maybe yours is to dance, to make someone happy, just happy to come to the house of the Lord. Maybe the way you sing, if you sing, someone has to rejoice so much that heaven also rejoices with us. Maybe if you are us, some people will think even cleaning is nothing, but cleaning the house of the Lord can also be what the Lord has given to you to help build the church, to help let the church move forward, to help the Holy Spirit to energize us, to be with us in everything and everything that we do. So you are here for a purpose. And as Paul said, a time will come that we also have to stand with confidence. Not that, okay, yeah, I was able to do something. No. But with confidence, you can also stand and say, I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race. It is time that if you don't know the purpose, why the reason why the Lord called you, then it is time we start praying to the Lord to let us know the purpose that He has called us, that you have also become a member of this church, that you have something to contribute to the church to let it grow from grace to grace. You have also something to do to let the house of the Lord fill with joy, with happiness. So if you are part of us and you sit behind and say, yeah, it's a sigh, is it my fault? It's a question to us all. You have something in you to do to help the church to grow. And maybe out of shyness, I don't know. We are not here also to compete, that you say, yeah, I cannot read, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. I'm preaching here in English. I think I'm supposed to do it in Dutch. But if I do it in Dutch, I think you all sleep by now, or some of you will just walk away. So I am trying to do my best. So it doesn't matter if your voice is not as nice as someone you think. You can still sing to glorify the Lord. It doesn't matter how you think you cannot read or how shy you are. We are all here with a purpose. And children of God, let me tell you that what the Lord has put in you, that He has not given me, if I try to compete with you, I cannot. Because the Lord has not given it to me and He has given it to you to help the church of God to grow, to let fire burn here. Anyone who enters here feels the power and the energy of the Holy Spirit. You are called for a purpose. And at the point in time, Jesus said it, that He has completed His task. And Paul also stood up with confidence. And he also said that he has fought the good fight. Today it has come to our turn to do something. To do something good in the house of the Lord. To just take part in everything that we do with zeal from your heart. If you are doing it from your heart, you don't care what other people say around you. You don't even hear it because you are too busy with what the Lord has given you, that you are so happy, you don't even hear what other people say about you. Hallelujah. We are here for a purpose. You have been chosen for a purpose. If it is dance, then dance to the glorification of the Lord. If it is reading the Bible, read it to the glorification of God. If it is drumming, hallelujah, we do it to glorify the Lord. Because with all that Jesus did, He said, Father, I have glorified you on earth, and I know you will also glorify me in heaven. And Paul also said that, not only me, Now when you read the verse, the last, no, the verse number 8. Yes.
Now there is in the store of me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteousness judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
Amen. Amen. So it is not only him who will get a reward for what he has done, but you also availing yourself for the Lord to use you mightily, surprisingly. But maybe if you are outside, some people will think that you are nothing. But if you avail yourself, you will not even understand how the Lord will use you. And your reward is also in heaven. Hallelujah. Can you also turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Amen.
Amen. So the Lord has called us with a purpose. And now we are being compared with people standing in a race to run for a prize. They are all aiming for a prize if they are standing on the field. But the Bible is telling us that because we are all looking forward for something, then you have to run in such a way that you will be crowned. That the prize that will be there for the winner, you will get it. Hallelujah. So if you have that in mind, you will not do it anyhow. You will not think about what people will say. That will not bother you, because you know and you have made your mind that I will get it. That is all you wish for and nothing else. So I was preparing the message and this advertisement came into my mind, reclama. About a boy who run on ice. Those people, the athletes. How do they? The scat. Say it for me. Yeah. So in the reclama, he bowed like this to run, and all his group here got torn from somewhere to somewhere. So let's say you are that person standing in a race, doing that, and at that moment get ready, and before you heard it is torn from top to down, are you going to stop or you will move? What will you do? Yes, I will not stop, because I have something in mind. If I stop, I'm disqualified. So I will not mind how bad that situation is until I get there. So after that, then I will start considering what happened. And maybe I will get help, I don't know. For me, that is what I will do. That is the same thing we are facing here. You have the zeal to do something. Maybe something is pulling you down. You know what that is. But also focus on what you will get at the end. The prize, the crown, the glory that you will have with your Father in heaven. If your mind is focused on that, it doesn't matter what people will say. It doesn't matter how shy you are. It doesn't matter how you cannot talk in public. We all cannot talk in public, but now we are standing here doing something for the Lord. If you have that focus, then you don't check things that are going on around you. because your aim is to get the prize. And you will stand and shout and give glory to the Lord that you have fought the good fight. You have run in such a way that you, with all your zeal and with the help of the Lord, you have accomplished your goal. You have finished the race, and this race that we are talking about, the crown that you will get, you will also be glorified in heaven, because you have glorified the God in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, people of God, you have been called with a purpose. And don't let the purpose of God be in vain. Avail yourself. You know your weakness. Pray over it day and night. Don't look left. Don't look right. Don't listen to what people say. Together we all form the church. And the Lord has given you something to do to let the church grow from grace to grace. He has given me something to do, and I am trying to do my best so that one day, whilst I'm glorifying the Lord, He will also glorify me in heaven. So the Bible says to run the race in such a way to get the prize. Run in such a way that you will get the prize. You are not alone in the line. You are running with other people. But to run in such a way that you will get the prize. You are called with a purpose, and one day, as Jesus did and as Paul did, you can also stand and say, I have fought the good fight, and now God, I have glorified you. So glorify me also in heaven. Run in such a way as you, in such a way to get the prize. May the Lord bless us. Amen.